next on the 5 o'clock report.
He went and reloaded and he shot my mom again.
He slipped through the cracks and I could understand the anger.
Democrats exploit black Americans for one reason, for power.
Today is the day.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, Comforter in Chief.
To the families, we've come to grieve with you.
That is our top story at 5. The President and First Lady in the Queen City today as the City of Good Neighbors starts the very long process of trying to heal from its worst mass shooting ever.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail. And white supremacy will not have the last word.
President Biden and his wife putting flowers at a makeshift memorial near the Tops grocery store where an 18-year-old is accused of shooting and killing 10 people with a high-powered rifle. The president called the massacre domestic terrorism, and he urged Congress to pass the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, as well as more gun control.
Hate and fear are being given too much oxygen by those who pretend to love America, but who don't understand America.
But civil rights attorney Leo Terrell says President Biden did nothing to unify the country by showing up in Buffalo today.
Democrats exploit black Americans for one reason, for power. People are wise to it. That's why you have blacks and browns leaving the Democratic Party. The Democratic elite want that control over people's lives.
Police say the suspect scouted out the Tops store back in March and was in Buffalo the day before Saturday's shooting. This man lost his mother in the massacre.
He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
Authorities say the gunman drove over 200 miles from his home in Broome County, New York, to shoot and kill as many black people as he could in Buffalo. Of the 13 people who were shot, 11 were African Americans. This Saturday, the first funeral for the 10 victims will take place. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia.
He slipped through the cracks, and I could understand the anger from family members because, you know, that's unacceptable.
The parents of the shooting suspect are cooperating with authorities. The alleged gunman's next court date will be Thursday. Primary day in PA. The other big story at 5.
Today is the day.
Polls will close in just a few hours in the most closely watched U.S. Senate contest in the country. Three Republicans locked in a race that could decide the balance of power in Washington next year. TV celebrity Dr. Oz.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values.
Conservative commentator Kathy Barnett.
The media is smearing my name and sowing seeds of disinformation in order to suppress my vote and steal this election from me.
And hedge fund manager Dave McCormick.
It matters who you pick for president, and it matters who you pick for Senate seat. This is the most important election in your lifetime.
With this race so close, it could be days before we get a winner. Whoever it is will likely face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. $5 a gallon gasoline. It's looking more like a reality as fuel costs continue to shatter records across the country. This motorist hasn't been able to work because he can't afford the gas to get to work.
People can't even get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
The national average for gasoline now $4.52 a gallon. That's a 15-cent spike in just 1 week.
These are prices that everyday Americans are seeing to get to work, to maybe go see family on their summer vacation, to get the kids to school.
Katie Pavlich at townhall.com says last year at this time, we were paying just over $3 for a gallon of gas. The average price at the pump in New York, a jaw-dropping $4.77 a gallon. Ouch. It's $4.67 per gallon on average in Pennsylvania. The number of encounters between illegal immigrants and Border Patrol topped 234,000 last month. That's the most encounters ever recorded in a single month. by the Department of Homeland Security.
The number in April is literally like the population of Richmond, Virginia, coming over illegally in 1 month into the United States.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says the crisis will only get worse, too, if Title 42 goes away. The Trump-era policy allowed for the immediate expulsion of illegal immigrants for public health reasons. That policy could come to an end in under a week.
This is putting an overwhelming strain on social services. And now, because of the decriminalization, the cartels are enriching themselves. And we're also seeing a record amount of not only people, but fentanyl and methamphetamine flow into this country.
Brnovich says fentanyl, now the leading cause of death among young people in the state of Arizona today. A drug smuggling tunnel the length of six football fields has been unearthed in Tijuana, Mexico. It ran underground to an industrial warehouse in San Diego, California. U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman.
It's estimated to be about 1,744 feet long. It has reinforced walls, a rail system, and electricity for ventilation.
The discovery of that cross-border tunnel comes just days after we learned that a record number of Americans are dying from drug overdoses in this country. After more than 2 months of fighting, the city of Mariupol now belongs to the Russians. Today, Ukraine surrendered its besieged port city. Correspondent Deborah Pata says about 260 Ukrainian soldiers surrendered after being surrounded in a steel mill for several weeks.
The Russian military took the wounded Ukrainian fighters to territory it controls. A prison exchange is being negotiated while rescue attempts continue for those still underground.
That is Deborah Pata reporting. Still to come this Tuesday, Biden in Buffalo, primary day in Pennsylvania, and the bus back at Notre Dame.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Issue number one, we've got a chilly night ahead. Temperatures, in fact, in areas away from urban centers and the larger lakes, could dip into the 30s with some pockets of light frost. Otherwise, high pressure tees up a beautiful day tomorrow. A disturbance brings some showers on Thursday. Warmer weather returns on Friday. For tonight, becoming mainly clear where it is not already, diminishing breezes and chilly. Low temperatures, 40s near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario and in the larger cities, 30s with pockets of frost in the rural valleys. For tomorrow, nice day, sunshine, mixed clouds, high temp 60s, rather cloudy with some showers Thursday, high temperatures near or just over 70.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Tuesday, May 17th, primary day in Pennsylvania. Polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. All eyes are on the GOP Senate race where it's anybody's ballgame. Businessman Dave McCormick, conservative commentator Kathy Barnett, and television celebrity Dr. Oz are all locked in a dead heat.
Who are you going to vote for in this election right here?
I'm leaning towards McCormick.
Between Oswald McCormick.
We went with Oz.
The Republican winner tonight will likely face Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. The Democrat, though, won't even be at his victory party tonight as he recovers from a stroke he suffered last week. So what are the big issues facing Pennsylvania voters today?
Right now, it's the price of gas. Where I live, it's $4.89, and it goes up 14 cents since yesterday it went up, which is a lot of money.
The open borders, inflation, the gas prices.
More than $60 million has been spent on the race to replace Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, making it the most expensive primary election in the country. The GOP race for governor in Pennsylvania shows State Senator Doug Mastriano holding on to a double-digit lead over former Congressman Lou Barletta. The winner tonight will face Democratic State Attorney General Josh Shapiro in November. The vote is on in New York for local school budgets and boards. All but the five largest school districts in the state holding votes today.
Typically, we see about 8% of registered voters come out to vote in school board elections and budget votes.
Not a big turnout expected today either, says Dave Albert. He's with the New York State School Boards Association.
I think a lot of it has to do with people are just, they feel that their schools are doing a good job as far as managing the finances, and so they don't feel a great need to go out and vote on the budget. Unfortunately, that means they end up not voting on board members, and that's unfortunate.
Albert says school boards wield a tremendous amount of power when it comes to the education of kids, and it's vital that folks show up and vote in New York. The newly redrawn New York congressional map erases some of the political advantages Democrats had through gerrymandering. Here's Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, it's a curveball for a delegation that hoped to be a positive for a party facing midterm disaster. Democrats can resolve some possible matchups, but at least two senior party members are bracing to duke it out. Oversight Chair Carolyn Maloney and Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler. Democrats are working feverishly to influence the draft map before it is finalized on Friday. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
U.S. regulators authorizing a COVID booster shot today for healthy kids as young as five. That booster shot could get the green light as soon as Thursday if it gets the okay from the CDC. Take me to your leader. A House committee today held a public hearing on UFOs, the first such open congressional hearing in more than 50 years.
There are a number of events in which we do not have an explanation, in which and there are a small handful in which there are flight characteristics or signature management that we can't explain.
Officials say there have been 144 UFO sightings over the past 15 years. And once again, our top story at 5, President Biden in Buffalo today. He was joined by his wife, Jill Biden, as they met with the families of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo. 10 people shot and killed by a gunman, investigators say, was driven by hate. The first of those 10 funerals will take place this Saturday. It's time now for your market report, brought to you each and every day by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks closing sharply higher as investors did some bargain hunting on Wall Street. The NASDAQ jumped more than 2.5% following weeks of steep losses. Tech stocks, bank shares, and travel stocks all advanced after the release of data on April retail sales and consumer spending. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 431, the NASDAQ ahead 321, and the S&P 500 rose 80. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
What's worse than paying off student loans? Doing it while saving for retirement. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Parent PLUS federal loans have become popular in recent years. That's because it's easy to take out these loans. Requirements are less restrictive than for student loans, and there's no limit on borrowing. That puts more pressure on parents to sign on the dotted line rather than their children doing it. But you should resist that pressure. I'm not against you helping your kids pay for college, but borrowing isn't the best way to do it. Instead, open a 529 education savings plan that allows your contributions to build over time. Withdrawals are then tax-free for qualified education. The sooner you start, the more time your 529 balance has to grow. And that's a smart way to pay for education. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit MoneyWise.org.
And still to come this Tuesday, the bus back at Notre Dame.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Issue number one, we've got a chilly night ahead. Temperatures, in fact, in areas away from urban centers and the larger lakes, could dip into the 30s with some pockets of light frost. Otherwise, high pressure tees up a beautiful day tomorrow. A disturbance brings some showers on Thursday. Warmer weather returns on Friday. For tonight, becoming mainly clear where it is not already, diminishing breezes and chilly. Low temperatures, 40s near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario and in the larger cities, 30s with pockets of frost in the rural valleys. For tomorrow, nice day, sunshine, mixed clouds, high temp 60s, rather cloudy with some showers Thursday, high temperatures near or just over 70.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at 5, NFL Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis returned to his alma mater, Notre Dame, over the weekend to fulfill a promise he made when he left 28 years ago. He promised to one day graduate from Notre Dame, and on Saturday, he did that. He even got to speak at his own graduation. The bus, as he was known on the football field, told the class of 2022 that your legacy will not be how much money you make, rather, the difference you make in someone else's life. Bettis left Notre Dame to become the 10th overall pick in the 1993 NFL draft. That is the world we live in this Tuesday. As always, thanks for joining us today. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.